Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Artcraft Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and every week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. Gotta thank Blog Talk Radio for making this all possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Artcraft Radio. Now, I gotta be honest, man, we have been doing lots of shows. I'm telling you, before you know it, I'm gonna be up to a thousand. You're up to 1,000 shows. Y'all gonna have to celebrate me, throw me a party or something. Each week we bring you different topics. And today's show is the top fashion no-nos for men. I probably should have did research on this years ago. But quite frankly, I'm one of those guys that just don't care about what people think sometimes. You know, I don't know if that's a gift or a curse because my confidence, no matter what I got on, is at an all-time high all the time. Anyway. Women have said, you know, that a well-dressed man commands their attention. Truly, they're captivating. Today, we're going to talk about how not to captivate. The top fashion faux pas for men. We're going to review some of the biggest no-nos there are in terms of fashion on today's Artcraft Radio show. If you want to go back, though, and listen to any of the other shows we recorded, I mean, we've been doing this for almost a decade. Literally, there's over 1,000 hours of content available for free, in the Apple iTunes Music Store as a podcast. I've been doing this thing since this thing has been doing its thing. Yes, sir. So what I'm going to do is warm y'all up with just a little bit of music, and then when we come back, we are going to talk about the top fashion faux pas for men on Artcraft Radio. Here comes Sam I Am, Too Many Rappers.
Like real. Simple Simon type, never have his common type. You think his real friends will tell him he ain't rhyming right. Never mind that his pants are tight and bright, and some jean leggings got the nerve to hold a mic. Grown men dancing like kids is foolish. You Dougie, then you'll leave here with a slick Rick. My oil is sore when I spit that slickish. With your weak pitch, I rock out like Cheap Trick. You know, hey. Cheap Trick, she eat like deep dish. In the hood, they call the freaknik. I tell you a secret, you never defeat this. Come keep my uniqueness. See your eyes on my thesis. Boy, you being facetious. Stop joking with the nonsense. These rappers don't want none like an overcrowded
crowd. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs, too many rappers. Not enough MCs who wanna get up on this microphone and tempt me. Too many rappers. Not enough MCs.
Competition, don't step, dude. You better off watch a Shrek 2. This my crew, I take 52 cards, deck you. It's me, your encyclopedia, Brown, not Charlie. Sheen or a horse, you ache from the force. I'm the new source, double XL, I excel, like extra large, and Gino. We know, Pony Baloney's are nominated for an Oscar, more like Maya Angelou. I rise, beat rolls to the occasion, and so did I. Make sure you ain't forget to be represent the shy. If I tell you how to have drive, you'll be tireless. Your chest better be like my internet wireless. We can catch up and let that tap into your mind. But this isn't Gregory Hines. Heavenly lines mesmerize, the melody shines. Heavenly dimes, sexy bodies, I steadily climb.
Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Who wanna get up on this microphone and tempt me? Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Too many rappers, not enough MCs. Who wanna get up on this microphone and tempt me?
Sam's tell me what you want, I'm saying, sir. This a real hip hop, never pop like Fanta. Yo, this dick will consider this colon cancer. I'm the question to which there's no answer. Allergic to whack MCs like pet sand.
Hands up, I speak out this on lock, no handcuffs. Man, punk ass, why you damn so damn tough? Taking over the game, that's the plan. Your
clown stand down when Brown and Sam stand up.
What?
Man up. Wanna be rappers and this? It'll stay for life. Shottown, we in the building.
Welcome back. Welcome back to All Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams. And this week, we're talking about the top fashion no-nos for men. Now, I will tell you, I feel like I'm kind of a stylish man. You know, I'm kind of like the corporate dude. You know, I'm known to wear Dockers. I'm known to put on a suit, you know, look very corporate style. You know, but they're all kind of different types of fashion for men. You got your edgy bad boys. You got your super thugs. You got, you know, your sports fanatics. And then you have your high fashion, fashion forward dudes that wear, you know, dresses and all these type of things. What we want to do is not talk about guys that pull it off and they're able to do it, but we want to talk about the people who don't do it. Now, I did a little research. There are some articles that I read that helped me understand what I need to be. We'll start with the first one. This comes from AskMen.com. Got to be honest with you. When you go to www.askmen.com, they got topics about everything. You know, news, dating, sex, grooming, videos, style, fitness. I mean, they even have a top 10 section. There is an article written by Alex Muniz, and it's the 14 fashion faux pas. Now, some of these I already had on my list, but I'm going to give you just a couple of these to help you out so that you can know exactly how you got to dress. Summertime's coming. You don't want to look like a fool. Let me help you out. Number one, fashion faux pas. Too many colors. Too many colors. It says too many colors draw attention, but not the kind of attention that gets you dates. Limit each of your outfits to just three colors or shades to keep things as simple as possible. Can you imagine going somewhere and he got a plaid shirt on that's yellow and blue? He got on gray skinny jeans. He got on orange and purple shoes. And then he has a brown hat on. It's just too much. It's overload. It's overload. Speaking of that, number two, it says too many patterns. Too many patterns. You know, it says, as you'll see on identifying and matching fabrics, the key is to wear no more than three patterns or to match just one or two patterns with one or two solid colors. For instance, you got on a solid color jean and you might have a striped or plaid shirt. Where they're telling you you're going to go wrong at, where you're going to go wrong is if you have a polka dot jacket, a solid color shirt, striped pants, and a plaid tie. Even saying it makes me feel sorry for the person that got it on. So that's number two. Then it says number three, too many fabrics. Now, this is something I needed a lot of help in. Who knew that there were all these different fabrics? You got cotton and tweed and suede and leather and just all kind of stuff, man, mesh. And so it's a ton of different fabrics. But what they're saying is in the minds of many, fabrics exist in a certain class. Silk is usually more formal than denim. Linen don't exactly scream corduroy pants. Leather will always be more masculine than, say, tweed. It's telling you when you don't want to make a fashion faux pas, try not to mix too many fabrics. I'm just gonna say this. Imagine this: you got a leather shirt on, okay? A sweater cardigan, a knit sweater cardigan. Then you have on corduroy pants, and you have a leather briefcase bag. It's just too much going on. It's too much. So I mean, those are some great tips. Thank you very much, AskMen.com. There's some other ones there. But if you go find the article 14 Fashion Faux Pas, you'll be able to read through them as much as you like. Moving on. Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio. I am your host, John Williams, and each week we bring you art and creativity in its purest form. And this week we're talking about the top fashion no-nos for men. Top fashion no-nos for men. It seems like I can put some background music on because the next set of things really need to be paid attention to. Let me get the barbershop quartet in the house. Let's bring them in. Ha 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 ha! That boy is silly. Thank you, L. Young, for that amazing rendition. All right. The next article that I found a lot of that very helpful was from, it was www. I guess I'm the only one who still says www. My son and my wife was clowning me because when I say the URL, I have to say that because it's just forced to have. That's how I learn the internet. So when I say www, don't laugh. Okay, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. Okay, www.thetop10s.com. There's an article on www.thetop10s.com. Love this site. It's called The Biggest Fashion Faux Pas. The Biggest Fashion Faux Pas. This has less to do with the actual fabrics and combining colors than the way you wear your clothes, the way you wear it. All right, number one, sorry, thugs, but sagging is a faux pas. It says here, please just tell me why guys still do this or do this at all. They look like they have a problem, and I've questioned the ladies that are their ages and asked them that thought they were hot or something, what is appealing about it? Another person says, I like seeing a man's butt defined in proper fitting jeans, not saggy diaper-looking pants. Guys, stop sagging. It's not cool. It does not give off the right kind of vibe, you know. There's actually a couple of prison terms for people who sag. And you don't know if you want to fall in that category. I'm just saying. Next, big ball caps worn crooked on the head. Big ball caps worn crooked on the head. We've seen this. None against my New York and East Coast cap, but the oversized baseball cap, you look like a child, okay? You look like a little kid, and unless you're going to the game or you're playing poker with the fellas, it may not have – you want to be fitted. It looks like a ladle. You know how you spoon up soup? It looks like a ladle's on your head, man, and that's what – I'm just – don't kill the messenger. All I'm doing is – I'm the radio guy. All I'm doing is telling you what they say, okay? Then another thing that was cool was they said stop doing overalls. I mean, I thought this was a no-brainer. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we stop wearing overalls when, like, the Oshkoshes came out? Or, like, the Damage and Yee? I can't remember. Honestly, unless you're a train conductor or you work in a farm where you need all them pockets, man, or you're a painter or something like that, you really don't need to have overalls on. I understand, you know, a few people made it look cool. Everybody remembers the Diarrhea of Mad Band album cover where they had, like, the overalls. But those were, I think those were swimming surf suits or something like that. I don't think they were denim overalls. So they say stop wearing. Another one from www. Stop, y'all making me laugh. www.com, they have an article. It's called The Biggest Fashion Faux Pas. It looks like it's a corporate article. I don't know who gets the byline credit, but here's another one that I thought was cool. They said stop wearing long sleeve shirts under a T-shirt. Stop wearing long sleeve shirts under a T-shirt. It's, in so many words, they're saying you're doing too much, okay? You're doing too much. If you're wearing a T-shirt in the wintertime and a long sleeve, why don't you just wear a nice sweater? Or if you're trying to wear a long sleeve shirt underneath the T-shirt and it's hot, why do you do that? You know, I just don't get it. Check it out, man. They got some great tips. Real quick, want to take a pause and thank everybody who have supported our cry so far. It's literally been overflowing with orders for our cry team. Y'all looking very nice. Very, very nice across the globe. I just sent one out to Saudi Arabia, which was just astounding because I can't believe it. We got love all the way over there. But I guess I should. Art is universal. You know, when you can't speak the same language, you definitely can show it and communicate through your artwork. And that's music and fine arts, photography and architecture and music, all these different things, all of it is art. So thanks for the support. Go to www.artcry.org, and then you can go to the store. Pick out your color. We got 3 fabulous ones to choose from. We're going to be having some new ones for the summer. We're going to lighten it up a bit. You know, it's going to get people smiling. You know, we want to make sure guys can have them when they love drop tops. You know, be blowing in the wind with the hat and that thing on the lady. So thank you so much. What we're going to do is take a quick musical break. I'm going to put on the MCs, y'all, Graphic Nature. They sent me a joint. I promise I've been trying to play it like every single week, man. Y'all know. I'm addicted, man. Their music is good. I just like their music, period. Go look them up. Graphic Nature, hip-hop. y'all. This one's called Holy Water. Be right back with more R-Cry Radio. Yes, sir.
Oh, damn the
boss.
Level up.
Yes.
Freestyle.
Yes.
2016. Mr. Misfit. Walk up in the spot feeling like good money. Perception is everything compared to my hungry. Soak it all in. Everything spongy, don't provoke grungy, buck Tony Dungy, knock your helmet off, leave your neck lonely, swanked up, fresh zirconies, quite suitable, no conquering my Rubik's Cube, use a Rudy Poo, God moves make you miserable, see how I spit a few, seeking a clearer view, 25 stories, but that's another story, you'll judge in the story. Now back to the subject, war cry or warhead, leading the war, yeah, index tap your forehead, word to my four kids, I'ma make it happen, reasonable plan of action, this 20% of action, the other 80 greatly, hectic wavy crazy, dopeness missing lately, hire Dick Tracy, punks jump up to get beat down, Molly Waffle Fop and Meek Mal, proceed to flee foul. Now let that marinate, wait no longer and watch me levitate. Easy to buckets, I train all year, fuck it. You love it,
you love it.
Shit on you in public. The power is black, illy posted in the back. It's the God hour, whole power like Robert Greene. Can't infiltrate the team, cause I move solo. So to come up be dolo. Graphic con stool, forehead of steam. Enigma the kid, how I fuck up your wig. Maneuvers to Aruba, Kenya and Spain. Every day weight train the brain. Work every angle, survive the black triangle. Vanessa Angel, proper planning. Prevents piss poor performance. Keep power like Edison. You fucking with a veteran. Knowledge is power. Like the rays of the sun. Willie P. Where I'm from. 2016. Level up, nigga. What?
Level up. Level up.
Welcome back. Welcome back to R-Cry Radio. We are in the final minutes of the show. If you missed the earlier part, we're talking about the top fashion no-nos for men. You know, the summertime is approaching. We want to look good. We want to look good. And I'm trying to help you guys out, man, because we've been in violation on a number of things. I personally am in violation for a few of these things, and I'm going to go through some of those. And I'm not exempt. Not at all. I'm not exempt from some of these things. Now, here we go. I'm going to tell you what I'm guilty of that they say is a faux pas, but I don't care because I don't care what y'all think, no way, but I'm just going to say it anyhow. All right. This next one is dear to me. I've seen my uncles do it. I've seen my grandfather. I've seen men of all generations do this, but they say it's a faux pas. All right. This comes from another great website. This one is www. I hate y'all. I really do. Forget you. www.lifewithlisa.com. Now, Lisa and James, I don't know who they are, but they write about everything, you know, stuff I dig, you know, and I like to give everybody love. So go find them on the web, www.lifewithlisa.com. I stumbled upon them through Google, so you know, might want to thank Google for that. But they wrote an article, What Not to Wear, Top 10 Men's Fashion No-Nos. This was back in 2011 by Lisa Samples. Now, this one I'm guilty of. They say we should never do this. Men should never wear tube or ankle socks with sandals and shorts. This is my ex-father-in-law did this, and I have pictures to prove it. Drove me insane. I'm going to say right now, I don't know, man. I think that's a triple OG status outfit. You know, when you comfortable enough to wear, because here's the thing. What if I'm in and out? What if I'm grilling? I don't want to step in the house with mud on my feet, but I definitely don't want to be outside all confined in them shoes. And plus, you know, I grew up wearing this. You know, you got your Nike sandals, your Jordan sandals, your Adidas one. You got your nice low-cut sock. Something real comfortable about that whole situation, but they say that it's a fashion no-no. All right? Here's another one. Stop wearing athletic apparel or coaches shorts if you're not going to the gym. So if that's part of our outfit, like we going somewhere to the mall and we got on a pair of N1 shorts or a pair of Nike shorts, we know which one we're talking about, the athletic ones, like we're getting ready to hoop. We got them on, and we have on, say, a T-shirt or a white. They say we out of order for that, that should not be the attire for the day, that's not grown men, and we need to be winning at the gym. I think I tend to agree with that. You know, I do be around the house, but I got to step my game up. So these are a lot of my outfits. I said I'm going to put myself on display. All right, here's another one. Crocs. Now, this one, I ain't going to lie, man. When I first got the Crocs, until I put my feet in them, I said the same thing. But I got to tell you, man, them are the most comfortable shoes. I was at a water park in Texas, Schlitterbahn. It's in New Braunfels. It's huge. And no matter where you go, it's water. Now, I should have got water shoes. One of my homeboys from Detroit tried to put me on game and said, you got to get you some water shoes. I didn't want to listen. Instead, I went to the Crocs store and got Crocs. Now, we've seen these big oversized shoes. They got little holes in them. They're made out of this remarkable rubber that just is so soft. And they look crazy. It looks like you belong. It's like a clown shoe. It's a clown shoe. But it's comfortable. But they say if you get caught wearing Crocs, that's a violation, man. They say that's it. You lost your card. That's it. That's a faux pas. That's a fashion no-no. You're not supposed to be in Crocs. Even when you're with your kids. So I'm saying, when are we supposed to wear Crocs then if we can't wear them out? All right? Alright, I'm going to give y'all one more. I'll give you one more. This one, it should be, hands down. I don't care what nothing. Alright. Now, I'm just going to read it. It says, if a man wears capris or capris. You know what these are. These are the pants that they cut off at the knee. These look like what Napoleon would wear, like the Napoleon joints, like them. If you wear them, they say that's a no-no. It says, no way you can make that look nice. Period end. Now, I tend to agree. Yeah, I don't think I ever had a pair of those. Not at all. I think jockeys wear them when they ride horses, you know, but that's their part of their uniform. I don't think you see too many jockeys walking around the house with some capris on. Anyway, that's just a little bit, man. But I suggest you guys look up, man. There's a lot of magazines out there, Men's Health, GQ, Maxim. There's a lot of great magazines out there that will help you avoid fashion no-nos. The summertime's coming. And we're trying to help y'all with this, man. Yo, that's the show for today. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much for showing it every single week. If you missed any portion of the show, don't worry. Like I told you at the top of the hour, you can go to Arcry Radio or you can go to www.arcry.org. You can listen to old episodes. You can find us in Apple iTunes Music Store, free podcasts. You can load up your MP3s and your Apple devices. You can do that. It's on me. Don't worry about it. But we love y'all, man. Keep sending me conversation topics. I love it. I got a couple more later on this month that y'all are going to absolutely love. I'm going to be talking to some real life professionals, real cops, talk to real detectives, CIA agents. I'm just fascinated with that whole lens of it. So we appreciate y'all, man. We're going to issue the graphic nature. Them boys rock hard. This particular one is called Paragraph Paradise, graphic nature. On Arcry Radio. I'll talk to y'all next week then. Later.
Only the ill.
Paragraph paradise, art in motion. Mona Lisa roll the dice or blow while I'm holding. Sophisticated rhyming. Mind your manners. Paragraph paradise, art in motion. Mona Lisa roll the dice or blow while I'm holding. Sophisticated rhyming.